Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
You know, that's a great line. People will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. I first heard that, what was it, about 10 or 11 years ago. John DeLemme, another ex-stuttering motivational speaker I used to listen to. And it really resonated with me because people will travel from miles around to watch you burn. And it's a positive thing. If you're, like I talked about on last week's podcast, if you're just one big old bowl of vanilla pudding sugar-free, That's everybody. Nobody travels around to watch that stuff. People want to know who's on fire, man. Who's burning up? Who's making it happen? And then if that's you, you're going to build one heck of a tribe. And I want to piggyback on the earlier show from today where I was talking about when I built this Every Day is Saturday character, I'll call it. And that's not a negative thing. I had to step into that character. I built it. And then I stepped into it because I figured, look, you got to have balls to do this, okay? You can't be just some meek little meal mouse person with no spine going around taking orders from other people. You got to own who you are. And when you do that, you can step into this character. Who's the character that you want to build for yourself, okay? For me, I was kind of an insecure, stuttering, overweight, stressed out, I don't know. Just it was like a big old bubble on a skillet, man. Just bumping all around every place. Everybody wanted me to go. You know, go here, yes. Go here, yeah. Do that, do this, do that. But I really wanted to be this passionate speaker who just let it all out, man. Let it rip. And so, but I had to build that character. I wasn't that person. So I said, you know, I'm going to build this Every Day is Saturday guy. And then I'm just going to step into that character and just be him. Now, like I said, you got to have guts to do it because the enemy is going to attack from all different angles. Once you decide to be great, that's when the enemy says, oh, okay, I got somebody new to attack here. Somebody actually thinks they're going to be great. They're actually going to go zig when everybody else is zagging. They're going to swim upstream. Who the hell does Sam Crowley think he is? Insert your name where mine is. Who do you think you are? That's what the enemy's saying. And when you want to build a tribe, when you want to go after what it is that you truly want to do in life, when you're sick of playing small and being average like everybody else out there, you're going to understand, number one, you got to create this person and you got to step into that person. And then you got to own that persona, that individual. Because if you do it any other way, you're going to get taken out quickly. And I mean fast. You're going to not have any kind of real solid foundation. You're not really going to be confident. And your question may be, well, Sam, that's great. I build a character. That's awesome. How do I get the confidence to be that person? Well, that goes with the building part, you know? Just build it out. Say, what do I have to be? What do I got to think like? How do I have to think? Because life's an inside job. It starts right in those 6 inches between your ears. That's where all the success happens. It doesn't matter what you look like. And look, if you think for a minute that everybody else's outsides do not match what you're feeling inside, you're wrong. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's got some fear inside. Everybody's got some anxiety. Everybody's a little bit unsure about it. Look, there's nothing. We don't even know if we're going to wake up tomorrow morning. Okay, so for anybody to say, I don't have any kind of anxiety or fear, that's just a lie. It's just a lie. I mean, you don't even know the minute, the hour, the day you're going to die. So to even think for a minute that you got anything under control, it's just a lie. But some people use that to live in a prison their entire life, and other people like myself use it as fuel to get everything out before that day happens. So don't think for a minute that what's represented on the outside of a lot of people that you might see on stage or on television, that they don't have just the everything churning on the inside. They do. Of course they do. They have to. They're human beings. Now, they might be able to control that and harness that. You know, talking about harnessing that in a positive versus a negative manner, that takes a little bit of work. But create this character that you want to be and then own that person. And it's not being fake. Far from it. It's developing the new you. It's creating the new you. You can do it. I did it. And look, I did it knee deep in a bankruptcy. I mean, I did it. I mean, I don't even, I look back now, and if I could give myself advice 10 years ago, I'd certainly say, hey, stick with it, man, because you are going to be attacked from every single which way. Family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, everywhere I turn, people were just coming at me. And examples of that would be just laughing at you for even thinking that you could do something so audacious. You know, it's just so crazy. And as little of a reaction as that is, somebody laughing at you, making fun of you, just a snicker takes about a second to give someone that type of reaction, and it could leave a bruise for a long time on an ego. And there, I couldn't even tell anybody what I was doing, because every time I brought up what I wanted to do, I was reminded that I'm sitting in a cubicle broke. So I had everybody reminding me of who they thought I was, and here I was building out this character from the inside out, kind of like this mad scientist in my, you know, spare time, which was for me getting in the office at 4 o'clock, 5 in the morning, back when the internet wasn't even as robust as it is now. It seems like 100 years ago, back in 2005. But I would print out search engine optimization, search engine marketing, blogging, podcasting, all that stuff, and I would take all the three-ring binders in the office that everybody used for like human resource manuals, and I would just dump them in the trash in the back of the office, and I would use so much printer paper. I mean, it was ridiculous, but I had it all at my disposal. Nobody got in at 5 in the morning. So I'd have this printer going ta-ting, like rapid fire, hundreds of pages, and I would print out my internet marketing manuals and I would study them, you know? And I would study them. I would eat my lunch at my desk, or I'd go in my car, I'd go to a restaurant, and I would study these manuals that I printed out, because smartphones weren't around back then. You couldn't access this stuff. And then I would read it. And that's how I really created this, you know, Frankenstein of an internet marketer and motivational speaker, or whatever you want to call what I do. And you can do the exact same thing. It's actually easier now to do than it was back then, because you can get on your smartphone, find some free time. And you can also print this stuff out if that's how you learn better. You can listen to podcasts like this. But you're going to be attacked. The minute that you decide to do anything great, you're going to be attacked. But understand, that's just part of the journey. I'm trying to equate it. If you're baking a cake, what do you need? Well, you need flour. You need sugar. You need spices. You need that heat in the oven. All of those ingredients, and boy, you're going to experience some heat. It's going to come at you. But that's how the cake is made. If you take one of those ingredients out, it doesn't taste as good. And you know what's missing. If you were to take the adversity out, if you were to take people coming at you, making fun, snickering, you know, questioning what you do, if you take that out of the ingredient of your journey, then it's not going to taste as good. It's not going to feel as good. It's not going to... You know, what does fire do, right? Sharpens iron. Isn't that what the saying is? I'm telling you, man, it really does. And iron sharpens iron too. Maybe that's a saying. Either way, when you go through the fire, and I'm equating the fire right now, that metaphor being just the adversity, individuals second guessing you, individuals asking, you sure? What are you doing again? If they look at you like, what are you doing? Then you know you're on the right track. But you got to create the character. And then step into that person. And here's the beauty of it. It's a blank canvas. It can be whatever it is you want it to be. Anything you want it to be. There's no wrong answer. The only wrong thing is just never doing it. Just settling and saying, well, I can't do it. You don't even know what you can do. You haven't even tried to do what it is that the greatness inside of you is begging for. Just begging for. Take the first step right now, today. Let's start building that character. All right? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.